Hey, it's O'Ryan, host of the Morning Grind, and I have a very special guest, Steve Thompson, the president and CEO of Easter Seals Central Illinois, because this Friday and Saturday, March 2nd and 3rd, we are joining our friends at WMBD-TV and WYZZ for a telethon to help raise money for Easter Seals of Central Illinois. So, Steve, why don't you start by sharing with people what Easter Seals does for people in our community?
Sure. Well, for nearly 100 years, Easter Seals has been right here in Central Illinois and right here in Peoria, providing a wide variety of services for children with developmental delays, disabilities, and other special needs. So whether it's physical therapy, speech-language, feeding therapy, aquatic therapy, adaptive equipment clinics, whatever we can provide a child to help them reach for and achieve their full potential, that's what we do.
And so, what are some of the instances where children would come in? So is it just like autism, Asperger's, or is there more of a scale on what you guys do for people with different issues?
At Easter Seals, it really doesn't matter what kind of special need or developmental delay a child or a family is experiencing. So we see children with cerebral palsy, with Down syndrome, with autism. We see children with hearing impairment, visual impairment, or even in some cases, parents who simply have questions about their child's development. Is my child developing along typically developing milestones? And so we're here to help ensure that all families and their children have every opportunity to lead lives of equality and dignity and independence. And whatever that means, we're there.
And so how did you get involved? What made you go, I want to do this for the rest of my life?
Well, I've been at Easter Seals 36 years and started in 1981 following a stint at the University of Illinois where I was coaching wheelchair athletics and just a heart for kids and a heart for those with special needs. It's been a great career, very gratifying to see children every day reach milestones, some large, some small, but we celebrate each and every one of them, I guarantee you.
That's fantastic. I've spent quite a bit of time over at the Jamison School hanging out with kids there, and with my side job, I host stadium shows for Monster Jam. I have gotten to meet some very, very special individuals, and in one instance, there's this kid named Jacob Mumpower, who didn't talk much, but through Monster Jam, and we're not sure what this is, but some kids with autism and Asperger's, they start to kind of come out of their shell. So he would be mimicking the announcers. And then one day in front of 40,000 people, we had him on a microphone talking, shouting out his favorite driver. His mom is just crying tears of joy.
Oh, that's awesome.
it is. It's so wonderful being able to just be a part of people's lives in these instances. So kudos to you.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you.
And for our big telethon this weekend, what is there a certain goal, or are we just looking to just help raise money?
Well, the telethon is not the only fundraising event we do, but it is certainly our opportunity to reach as broad an audience as possible through radio and television and to provide opportunities for people throughout Central Illinois to make a gift to support our important work. And this year, our goal has been to create multiple channels for people to do that, make it easy. And we just appreciate the opportunity to be on the air and to present our message and encourage people to be part of it.
Well, we appreciate you asking us to be a part of this. Now, if you'd like to get more information, you can go to Peoria's923.com, where you can get the link to EasterSealsCI.com. You can make a donation there. You can text the word GIVE to 247-1411 or even call the telethon number 287-2009. And so I just want to make sure that people out there understand we're not limited to just March 2nd and 3rd for this. They could donate now or in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Donate now, donate later, donate anytime. Year-round support is what makes these critically important programs and services possible. We encourage people to get to know us, give us a call. We'd love to provide people a firsthand look at what we do at the center. So we want to really reach out and encourage people to be a part of a child's life and help them reach for and achieve their full potential.
So, Steve, before you pass on the torch someday to someone else, what is your personal mission with Easter Seals here in Central Illinois?
Well, a good friend of mine once told me that our role is to always leave the place better than we found it and to leave it in better hands. And so as I look toward the end of my career, that's my key goal, is to ensure that Easter Seals is left in better hands. And I can assure you, based on the people that we have inside our organization as staff and the people that we have alongside of us in terms of donors, volunteers, and board members. I'm pretty confident that's exactly what's going
to
happen.
I love that, and I love that we get to be a part of this. March 2nd and 3rd, you can check out WMBD 31 TV, WYZZ for the telethon. We'll be talking about it all weekend as well. And again, Peoria's 923.com. Go there for pretty much the basic information about the telethon. But if you'd like to learn more about Easter Seals, you can just go EasterSealsCI.com. Steve, thank you so much for stopping by, for all that you do for Easter Seals. And we look forward to being a part of this Friday and Saturday.
Thank you so much.